Now, Coach, what do you say about that one?
It was an exciting game. I think both teams played really hard. You know, we got, I think, what we expected from them. They were skating, they were working, they had some urgency, and I think we had it too. I think we had a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. If anything, I think we had too much, maybe. But I thought we got under control as the game went on, and I think the secure goal came at a very important time when, I think, as we tend to do, we played really good, but we also give up too much because we're a little bit out of control. But you know, we found ourselves back in the game, and then, you know, just eventually we took over, I thought. So I'm proud of the guys for how hard they played.
Did you have to try to rein in the guys over there?
It wasn't even just the penalties, just overall, just I think we're a little bit out of control with our puck plays and had some problems sorting defensively, I think, because we're so amped up. And so that's part of playing in big games. You got to be under control. We want that emotion, but we got to harness it in the right way. And that was a bit of a challenge tonight, but yet at the same time, I loved it because we were physical, we're hard to play against, and we created a lot of issues for them because of it.
The chippiness we finally saw the chippiness in this game. Do they thrive off of that, I guess? Do they like to play a little bit harder like that?
Yeah, I mean, they got some guys who want to stir it up, but I think we don't mind the physical play. That suits us fine. I think I liked how hard we were against them, and our guys took their licks too, and that's just probably going to be how it is for the rest of the series, however long it goes.
You guys have had a big second period this whole postseason, 2 goals tonight, 11 goals altogether. What is it about that second period that you guys rally around?
Well, I just think we got some depth and we play at a high pace, and we got the long change, and so we can take advantage of it by really pushing the pace and forcing the opposition's D to be in tough situations. And I think we've been a very good second, third period team all year. I think the playoffs, everything's magnified, and so maybe that's why you get the results here.
Jeremy, how's Victor's game evolved in the time he's been here?
Yeah, well, the offensive touch is going to be there. It has been there, and he's come through with some big goals for us. I think, it's... these things take time to get comfortable, both with the North American game, but also playoff style of hockey. And I think he's fitting in well. Can he do more? Yeah, he can. He can have even more of an impact. But when you look up and he's coming in with some space in the offensive zone, you feel pretty good that he's going to make something happen.
Is it one of those things where he needs to learn what to do with the puck?
And I also think it's just recognizing how important every 50-50 situation is. It's going to shape his next 20 seconds of his shift. So if he wins it, then he gets to play in the offensive zone. And if he doesn't win it, then he's going to have to defend, and that's not as much fun.
So he's going to learn how to battle a little
more? Well, I just think, especially at this time of year, every loose puck is, you got to ramp it up a little bit more. And I think he has at times. And that's why he's given us some positive shifts. But we want him to have the puck all the time. We want that line to be in the offensive zone, because then they're gonna give us a lot.
Your power play has been almost unstoppable. Is it got to the point where you're almost disappointed when they don't score?
It was kind of broken, both power plays. We did, I think Seguras was power play. I could be wrong. We never really got in our setup. But, skill players make good plays. We got a good shot to the net. It wasn't trying to go top glove or missing the net. It was a puck that the goalie had some trouble with, and then secures at the net and finds a way to put it in. I think we didn't have any power plays tonight, so we found a way to produce in different ways, which is good.
Confident net, just great positioning. Was this one of his better games tonight?
Yeah, it's hard to pick, honestly. He's been good night after night, and tonight he allowed us to survive those moments when, we're a little bit out of control and gave up some pretty good opportunities. And then also once we got the lead, he was solid. I think we gave up less as the game went on. But, he's made saves early for us, it seems like, time and time again. So just another solid performance.
With Manitoba being a good road team this postseason, does this win tonight give you guys an extra vote of confidence going to Friday's game?
I think that it's more so mattered to them. I think they were probably looking for something to grab onto as far as how they're going to find their way back into the series. And they had a great road record. And, they still, I'd probably, they before the they came here, they said we got to win 2 out of 3 to get back home, and that's still on the table for them. But for us, we just play the games. You know, for them, they got to ramp up again, and for us, we're trying to close it out and get some extra rest. So I don't know if it changed anything for them. It doesn't change anything for us.
It's just been about, I think, the fifth game in a row where they kind of strike first and then your offense explodes. What have you made of that? It's a formula that's working for you, but would you rather be the team that scores first?
Yeah, it's not one you want to try and reproduce night after night. It's just kind of how it is right now. But, again, I think I said it the other day, like, whether we fall behind or we score the first goal, we just got to keep playing. We keep playing for 60 minutes and believe in what we're doing and believe we'll wear teams down. And I think we're doing that. And we'd rather not fall behind. But I think this group feels that over time, if we stick with it, we're going to come out on top, and so far they're doing it.
How do you keep you guys level-headed, knowing that you have a 3-0 series lead and a chance at back-to-back sweeps?
Sorry, what was the start of your question?
How do you keep the locker room level-headed?
Well, I think it's just sort of similar to tonight. You know, we're in a good spot, but each game is new, and we got to start over. And our plan is to be better than them for 7 games. If we can be better than them for 4, we may not win. You know, we may not win the next one, even though we're better. But have the right approach, compete really hard, make it difficult for them night after night, and that'll be our approach for Friday.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thanks.